Do you remember playing the hot or cold game growing up? You know, something was hidden, and as someone tried to find it, you would shout, "Warmer!" or "Colder!" If they moved closer to the target, then they were warmer, and the further they moved from the target, the colder they got. It was a way better game than hide and seek because you actually had an indicator. You knew if you were on the right track. And while we're all adults now, do you ever wish you had someone who would let you know whether you're warmer or colder on what matters the most in life? Because the truth is, we all still love the idea of having an indicator or a measurement of how we're doing. Maybe you have a wearable device that tells you how many steps you've taken today or how many more you need to take in order to be healthy. Or maybe you just stop by that blood pressure measuring machine every time you're at the store. Or maybe you have an app on your phone that tracks your spending or your sleeping habits or how much water you drink or how much time you spend working. It seems like there's a way to track and measure almost everything. And while all of that is good stuff, what about the big stuff? The things that matter the most? For example, I wish there was a scale that measured how I'm doing as a spouse. We have arguments every once in a while and we have good moments. But what's an indicator of normal in a marriage? How are we doing? Or how am I doing, really? Or what about as a parent? Wouldn't it be awesome if there was an app or a tracker that just told us how we're doing? We think, yes, the kids were fed, clothed, and educated today, so that's a win. But overall, how am I doing? Am I getting this parenting thing right? There are a lot of areas just like that, aren't there? Areas where we just wish we had a measurement of how we're doing. And for most of us, I think one of those areas is our faith. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about how everyone wants to have a better life story. And this isn't just a Christian thing or a churchgoer thing, it's a human thing. When I talk about the story of my life and you talk about the story of your life, every single one of us wants to have a good one. And we've been talking about how Jesus came to give us a better story, that his goal for us, ultimately, is to have a life story that is more rich, more full, and often more satisfying than anything we could have hoped for on our own. And that sounds great. I bet you want a more satisfying life. But how do you know you're moving towards that? How do you know your story is actually getting better, that you're making progress? Because when it comes to faith, you may wonder, am I doing it right? Now, we all have ideas about what it takes to progress towards the life that Jesus wants for us. Maybe you've grown up with the idea that making progress in your faith is measured in your biblical knowledge. So you've read your Bible a lot, you memorized the Bible a lot, or maybe going to church is your indicator, where spiritual growth has always been attached to your attendance. Or maybe you tend to think progress is measured by how much or how little sin is in your life. More sin equals not so good, while less sin equals doing better. And if you're honest, that measurement may make you nervous because no matter how long you've been a Christian or how hard you try, one thing is true of all of us. We still sin. We still mess up. So does that mean we aren't really making any progress at all? When we think of all the ways we track our growth, measuring can be a little unclear. But what if there was a better way to see if we're moving towards a better story? Well, the good news is, there actually is. But it might be different than what we expect. In one of the more famous passages in the Bible, the Apostle Paul gives us a measurement to know whether or not we're experiencing the full and abundant life that Jesus promised. But first, some background. In the letter where Paul shared this indicator, he was addressing a specific problem the church in Galatia was having. The Jesus followers there were struggling to understand where all of the laws that God gave fit their new lives as Christians. False teachers had spread the lie that in order to be Christians, they had to follow all of the Jewish laws. The new Christians, who were Jews, had no problem with that. They had always followed God's laws. But some of the new followers of Jesus weren't Jewish. They didn't know much about all the laws, and they were feeling a little overwhelmed by being asked to follow them. So Paul addressed their concerns. He reminded them that God accepts everyone through their faith in Jesus alone, not by how many laws they keep. And then Paul shared the indicator that can show us how we're doing in our faith. He says this, The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. You see, Paul shared that someone living the full, rich life that Jesus promised will develop specific attributes or traits. And he gets really specific. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul calls these traits fruit. If you want to know how a tree is doing, you look at the fruit that it's producing. And the same is true for us. Our growth, our progress towards the life that Jesus wants for us is measured by who we are becoming. And while these attributes are external, they don't come from us. They come from God. Just like an apple tree doesn't stress out over, how am I going to try to grow apples? We don't have to work to produce this fruit. God's Spirit grows it in us. Our only job is to listen and walk with Him. And as we do, we'll find ourselves moving towards the satisfying and full life that Jesus Christ wants for us. But there's more to our story. Just like when we move towards the full life that God wants for us by following Him, there's a force that is constantly pulling us in the other direction, isn't there? Just a few verses earlier, Paul shared the signs of someone who is moving away from a better story. They are sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. These are things that can threaten to steal our better story. The reality is, we're all moving in one direction or the other. We're always moving towards producing good fruit or producing bad fruit. Fruit that can make our story better or fruit that can hurt us. Fruit that God wants to grow in us or fruit that He wants to take away and make us avoid because of the pain that comes with it. Think of it this way. We're always moving towards love, or we're always moving away from love. Because of our good fruit or traits really grows out of the first trait listed, love. The more you love your neighbor, the more peace you'll have. The more you love your family, the more kindness you'll show. The more you love yourself and your life, the more self-control you'll have. Ultimately, it all comes down to love, and your story is either moving towards love or it's moving away from it. So based on the measurement that Paul gave us, we can begin to ask ourselves some questions. Am I becoming more loving or more selfish? Am I becoming more joyful or more discouraged? Am I becoming more peaceful or more anxious? Am I becoming more patient with the people around me, or am I becoming more aggravated with them? Am I becoming more kind in how I treat others, or am I becoming more indifferent? Am I becoming more proactive in doing good for others, or am I more interested in doing good just for myself? Am I becoming more faithful and loyal to friends, or am I becoming more unreliable? Am I becoming more gentle with people, or harsh and abrasive? Am I practicing more self-control, or am I becoming more undisciplined? These are difficult questions to ask ourselves, aren't they? And it's not something that we do once and then we're done. We're constantly moving towards the better life Jesus offers, or we're moving away from it. And if we really want to know if we're moving towards a better story, we have to ask ourselves those questions. We have to be brave enough and self-aware enough to ask the challenging questions and then answer honestly. We do this because Paul told us this is the fruit of those who are following Jesus. This is the test. And I love what Paul wrote after listing all of these characteristics, that against these things there is no law. In other words, when we're following Jesus, when our lives are producing this type of fruit, when we're living examples of love, joy, and peace, there is no downside. There is no trade-off. It's only good. And this illustration helps us remember that producing fruit in our lives is similar to growing fruit or vegetables. It's a slow and gradual process, and it may take more time than we expect. We generally don't grow in leaps and bounds. Instead, growth happens below the surface through care and intention. The Holy Spirit will see to it. And through that growth, we'll experience a better life and a better story. You see, when you allow God to grow the fruit of the Spirit in your life from the inside out, you begin to experience the story God wants to write with your life. So if you want to know whether you're moving closer to Jesus or further away from Him, just look at the fruit. Ask yourself whether your life is moving towards love, towards joy, towards peace, or is it moving away from those things? But don't just ask yourself. One of the best ways to check how we're doing spiritually is to ask some wise friends what they see in our lives. Ask some friends who know you and who love you if they'd be willing to speak truth to you about what they see. And then ask them this: if they see you growing in love, growing in patience, and growing in goodness. Ask them if they see anger issues, or constant frustration, or anxiety in your life. These are the people we need in our lives to encourage us in our story. Sometimes they have a great vantage point to tell us what direction we're going. If someone sees something in you that's keeping you from living a better story, listen to what they're saying, even if it's hard. If you notice yourself moving away from a better story, or if someone tells you that you are, do what you need to do to move towards love. Might be to pray, might be to talk to some friends, even see a Christian counselor if you need to. Because the battle for your life is very real, isn't it? But the good news is that God, in His Word, makes it crystal clear that your story, specifically your great and abundant full life story, is more important to Him than you could possibly imagine. And if you find yourself drifting away, He is always willing to help you find your way back. You see, over time, as you surrender more and more of your everyday life to Jesus, the fruit that He produces in you will lead you towards a much better story. Your life will move closer to love, not further away from it. And as we move towards love, towards joy, towards peace, our families will too. And as we move towards patience, towards kindness, towards faithfulness, our kids will too. Will all of this happen overnight? No. Will it be slow and gradual? Yes. But this type of growth is also powerful and unstoppable, and it will help us and everyone around us to live a better story.